the Santa Pasuk here. Pasuk says, Kilvias Chain, Chayre is talking about the Torah. And it says that the Torah is a Levias Chain, the Roishcha, Vanokim Lagagar Roishcha. So Pashtus is referring to Torah, that's Hataka the Goyim. The Goyim is Masber, that the Torah is connected to Moyach. And Gagar Roishcha, Anokim Lagagar Roishcha, is a chain. Right? So Levias Chain Roishcha is like a crown, let's say, an ornament for the head. And the Torah is also like a chain, Anokim. A chain that you wear on your neck, a choker, legargar yisecho, for your neck. So obviously, what's the beer in that? So the Goyen explains that Roishcha is talking about Torah. So Torah is singular. The Torah is kuchibrichu is chadohu. The Torah is chadohu, and gargar yisecho is referring to ma'asim Torah. And actually, the Ma'asim Tovim is plural. Ma'asim Tovim are, it's not consistent. Sometimes he's supposed to do this, sometimes he's supposed to do that, sometimes no gaiva, sometimes yes gaiva. It's not one size fits all. So it's Anokim Lagagar Yisech. Actually, there's Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi brings down that this, you can't tell any woman today this Yerushalmi, but I'll share it with you anyway. But don't, never ever say it over to your wife. The Goyen says over here, and he alludes to this Yerushalmi, that they used to give tachshitim based on the woman's actions. She deserved it. A great wife, she gets, you know, if she's behaving well, she gets gvalis. Today this would be spousal abuse. She's very roy. The Yerushalmi, so the Goyen alludes to this, and the Yerushalmi that the Goyen is talking about here, the Yerushalmi brings down the famous Ma'aser of Gamliel's wife. She wanted to have the Yerushalayim Dava. Rabbi Akiva got his wife this fancy gold plate of Yerushalayim. Right? It was worth millions and millions. So she, Gamliel also was able to afford it. So she wanted also Azazach. So the Yerushalmi says, "Oh my Lord," he told her, "listen, what do you want? Rachel, she was, she gave up her father's house. She lived like a pauper for 24 years. So she got the Yerushalayim the devil. She deserved it." The Yerushalmi. "Oh my Lord, why have this kiddush of the Rabbi Akiva? You didn't do the same thing." The Goyen says that the Tachshitim measured the actions. It's fascinating. Your wife says, "You know, I'd like to have the Tachshit that I see by my neighbor." You say, "Yeah, she's a different type. She's Roy for that. You, it's a different story." What this story tells you, and the Yerushalmi, I'm not going to be marach in this story because this story is not for today. No shalom bias. This should never be done shalom bias wise. Ever. B'shem panam v'ofen. But what it does tell you, this story, it shows you the godless, not of Gamliel, not Rebbe Akiva, and not Rochel. Believe it or not, you know what tells you the godless of? Ishtei shalom Gamliel. That's what it tells you. Ishtei shalom Gamliel. If Rav Gamliel's wife wanted a gold Yerushalayim the Dava als jewelry, I have no suffix Rav Gamliel would have bought it for her. That's what you want. 100%. He could afford it. I always say, Mizanaychi, Ksusaychi, Vizipukaychi, Chiv Ksubis, you have to take care of your wife based on her standards. Havada, Rav Gamliel's not nickeling diming his wife. And he would never tell her, Chas v'Shalom, "You don't compare to this." Gamliel was a bigger chacham than all the therapists. He knew about Shalom Bayis. You read the Yerushalmi, and the Kohen is alluding to this Yerushalmi. Sounds like, my gosh, this is like the worst possible advice. I sometimes deal with a couple of Shalom Bayis, and the guy tells me what his Chassan Rebbe told him 30 years before, and that's why I'm having tzoros today, because what the guy's Chassan Rebbe told him 30 years ago. This is like the worst advice. Rabbeisai, Rav Gamliel's wife, understood that Rabbi Kiva's gift of a goal, she also had a lot of money. She was Ashes Nasi. She, by the way, she didn't even have to come to Rav Gamliel to get something. Yerushalayim Tadavah. She had her own account. She was very rich. She didn't need to, she had plenty of money. Rabbi Kiva gave it to his wife as a symbol for Achzokas HaTorah. That's what she wanted. You think Rav Gamliel's wife didn't see jewelry in the street? Rabbi Kiva's wife is the first. You think it was so stylish to wear Yerushalayim to Davo? This fancy jewelry coming from Italy. Wasn't there? She wanted that symbol. That symbol. Rabbi Kiva told us, whatever Rav Gamliel gave his wife, he told her, listen, that's for the 24 years that she lived outside Nias for Torah. That's what you have to do. Rabbi Gamliel's wife was happy with that answer. She was happy with that answer. She understood. She was machzik Torah. She was machzik Torah. She did a certain Mesiras Nefesh. She did Mesiras Nefesh. And this jewelry reflected that. She was 100. She was makabel b'simcha. Otherwise, Rabbi Gamliel would have told it to his wife. So this Yerushalmi tells you the godless of Rabbi Gamliel's wife. It's funny that you wouldn't think so. But if you take an extra second look, you realize. That's why I'm telling you. Don't try it ever. It's Hashem. Rizecha, maybe, who knows, to have a Esther Shalom Gamliel. Anyway, so the Goyen explains, he says, Hoyuasim Shnei Mini Tachshitim L'Roishu L'Tzavo. But listen to this, it's fascinating. A woman that ran the home with a certain wisdom, with certain seichel, so she got something for the roish, tachshit the roish, dugma seichel. And then there was our tzavar, mechaticha ishar be dugmas maisim tovim. V'chein ha-ter v'ha-mitzvahs, atzma mein tachshit im roish ha-guf. As I understand. So this is a fascinating approach. The whole idea, you have to know why, what's the pshat, we're giving one dugma for Torah, another dugma for Maisim Tovim. The whole thing needs clarity. So I'll share with you a Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Kiseitze. Medrash Rabbah, there seems to be three different ways to look at this pasuk. Medrash Rabbah learns the word Leviya comes from Lashon accompanying, like Levaya, or you're supposed to be Malava, a guest. Right? You shouldn't let a guest leave without accompanying him. So the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Kiseitze, Imam is the beginning of Parshas Kiseitze. Medrash Rabbah brings this pasuk, and the Medrash Rabbah says as following: Ma'ol Levi Aschein, Omar Pinchas Bachomo, Lekol Mokam Shetelech, wherever you go, Hamitzvos Malavos Oisach. The mitzvahs, what Shlomo HaMelech is saying is that the mitzvah should be Malava you. The mitzvah should accompany wherever you go. The mitzvah should accompany you. And he gives examples. Kisiv nebayis chodesh, ma'akel l'gagecho. Chsavtam amazuzuz beisecho, levishas kelim, if you go put on new kelim chadeshim, take care of shatnas, leisul b'shatnas. Imolachta l'galeach, you're going to the barber. I deal all day with shaylas with shavers, it's kevaldik. You know, it's klal yisrael. I had a guy in my house recently, he had no idea what hit him. He mamish had no idea what hit him. So going in the house, an intelligent guy, and somebody came to check the shaver. And I realized I should have explained to the guy what's going on. Because the guy, I never saw somebody so baffled in my life. He's sitting in my dining, he knows I'm a rabbi. See, he envisions a rabbi. He's envisioning, well, how will you go to a priest for counseling, confession? So the guy walks in the door with a shaver. He probably thought maybe it's a gift for me. Anyway, so this is what I said, I'll be with you in a minute. See, he's standing here by my dining room table. I open up the shaver. First of all, it wasn't so clean. which it's appreciated when they clean it before. I take out this blades and I start going like this. And the guy's like, then I put the blades back in, I put the shaver together, and I give back to the guy, oh, it's good. The guy leaves. I was going to continue my conversation with him. Then I realized it's not right. I have to explain to him what's going on. But he was so blown away by the whole matzav. So people can't, like, you buy a shaver, you check it better. Baruch Hashem, he didn't think I was what I was really afraid of, because the shaver was dirty. Nice. Which I'll spend on the, by the way, I don't care. I'm joking around. But I'll spend on the, it's a nice thing to clean a shaver before you ask somebody to be boydik. It's time. I would do that if I was getting somebody shaved. Grad, I'm telling you now, I don't mind at all. I almost feel like it's a schuss. Yodai meluchlich pesaras kidei l'tayr. You know. Nishkefelch. Borsham, this guy didn't go. So how the guy, Rabbi said, how the guy used the shaver the first time without checking it. Borch Hashem. Azal London is a mishkeven. It was my kasha. But he didn't have the kasha. He didn't ask the kasha. About the state medrash, the medrash says that the Torah is malava you, the Torah accompanies you, and it's mashma that the Torah dafka, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam dafka gave us mitzvahs that wherever we go, the mitzvahs follow us around. Right? The Torah could have given us different kind of mitzvahs. The Torah gave us mitzvahs that wherever we go, it follows us. And the Medrash goes on. So you go to the barber, you need to make sure that you're doing the proper job there. Next thing, you plant, you're walking in the street, anyway, so the Medrash Rab is saying that the mitzvahs are malava you. Hain the Roishchol. So the Medrash doesn't seem to learn like the Goyen. The Goyen seems to be learning Leviyas Hain the Roishchol is talking about Torah. And Mitzvahs Amaisim Toivim is Gargorim Anokim LeGargorim Secho. The Medrash Rab is putting it all into Ki Leviyas Hain. So you have to know the number. What's Pshat Anokim LeGargorim Secho? Now I'll give you one last Pshat and then we'll tie all the Pshatim together. One last Pshat is a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin asks, what's this pasuk all about? Dafnun Dalet. And the Gemara says the following. Chosh Peloishai. If somebody's head hurts him, Yasik Batur. Shenema, Ki Leviyas Chaim Hein L'Roishcha. Chosh Pigroina. If your throat hurts you, Vaiter, Yasik Batur. And the Gemara brings the pasuk. How do we know? Anyway, so the Gemara in Erevin seems to be learning that the pasuk in Mishle, this pasuk that we're learning now, is not teaching you mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim as a separate thing. It's telling you it's refuah. The lashon of ki leviyas chein hein l'roishcha. It's talking about this case. If you have a headache, Leviyas Chein L'Roishcha. You have something else in your body is bothering you. So Anokim L'Gargo Reisach. That's the way. So the Marsha in Maseches Erevin asks a Gevaldik Kasha, a bomb Kasha. The Marsha is a Bala Pshat. He says, "Ain Mistrapin B'Divrei Torah." You're not supposed to use Torah for a fool. In fact, the Marsha. Haloyisa b'shvuis, also l'srapas b'divrei Torah. Can't be mirapa with divrei Torah. Marshal found also Misecha Shabbos, Tav Samach Zayin. Ain't mirapa b'divrei Torah. So he writes, Devada im odom loymeid mishim refuas ha-nefesh yator memeli yisrapa ha-guf. That's a muta. Interesting pshat. He says, there's two kinds of mirapa b'divrei Torah. They had something which the Gemara calls l'chisha. Lechisha means, literally, you say a pasuk. Somebody has a wound, an affection, they're loichish on the market, they say something, they say a pasuk. That's one. That you're not allowed to do. Also, l'sapi is different. So, the mashal, over here, we're not talking about being malachish on a market. Being oisik in Torah for fus and nefesh. You want to get the benefits of Torah? And then, memele, he says, your body will get healed. He also is medayik that the Gemara doesn't say yasik bedivrei Torah. It says yasik b'Torah. Normally it says lasik bedivrei Torah. He says, the reason why I didn't use lashon divrei is because you're not using the words like lechisha. And that's this is the marshal. That's what he says. But what is how does Rafua tie into this whole picture? So I'll tell you a deher. I said over this Per Shabbos by Shalosh Shuvos. I said over a Meiridik HaMaisa, which is Kedayash, I told Oilem this Maisa. It's a Meiridik HaMaisa. The Maisa was with Rabbi Fur Levine. Rabbi Fur Levine was a tremendous tzaddik, a brother-in-law of Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal, a son of Rabbi Arya Levine, the tzaddik of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Fur Levine was mamish. Everybody, you all heard of Rabbi Arya Levine, of course, the tzaddik of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Fur Levine was like a chip off the old block. He was a piece of Rabbi Arya Levine. Mamish, Brok HaRadavur. There's many stories with him, many, many stories. He was supposed to be chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. He never became the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. The one who got it was Rabbi Tzal Zsolti. He was supposed to be, he was singled out as the chief rabbi. Listen, he was Rabbi Arya Levine's son. They almost convinced him. And to be chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, that's a position that many people would die for, that position. So when he was about to agree, he said, I'm not accepting it till you tell me who the other contender. There's always another contender. There's somebody else you're thinking about. If I say no, who are you going to take? They said, listen, we'll take Rabbi Tzal Zsolti. We'll can't find Rabbi Tzal Zsolti. But he was the next one. Gave up the position. Not refused to take it. Why do I refuse to take it? So I'll tell you why I refuse to take it. Because my father told me that Rabbi Tzal Zsolti's mother, who was an almana, very, very young age, Rabbi Tzal Zsolti never had a father to bring him up. He was a yosem at a very young age. My father was walking in one of these little streets, alleys in Yerushalayim, and there was a young lady we knew was an almana, Rebbetzin Zsolti, sitting by a stoop, sewing socks. You guys don't even know what that means. The generation I grew up, they didn't throw away socks. Right? They fixed them. I know today she can wear it with holes. That may happen. Okay? But to imagine somebody sewing socks, you throw it in the garbage. In those days, there was a shtickel panosa. Obviously not the gvirim didn't do it. This lady was sewing late at night. She was an almana. She had to take care of her family during the day. At night, she was sitting there late at night sewing socks. And that was her panosa. Rabbi Arya Levine, his heart went out for this almana. He said, I'm raising money. How much do you make a week from sewing socks? I'm going to raise the money for you. I'm raising the money. You have to know Rabbi Levine, even though he's an Onivavian, he raised crazy schumim of money. Crazy schumim. B'chaim Kanievsky told me, I heard it straight from B'chaim. B'chaim Dochanenikul from Rabbi Levine. Right? I mean, not Enikul, but Enikul's mishpacha. He's married to an Enikul of Rabbi Levine. His Rebbetzin was Enikul of Rabbi Levine. He said that Rabbi Levine once met a very poor person making chasana, and they canceled the wedding. They were going to cancel the wedding because they couldn't go to the chuppah, they couldn't afford it. It was the next night, the chasana. Rabbi Levine said, I'm a kabbal. Get married. I'm raising the money by tomorrow. They looked like he's crazy. It was like a crazy amount of money. Where's he collecting? He said, I'm a kabbal. Rabbi Chaim told me. They asked him how, what. He went to the Kosel to daven. He said, Ich daven to Rabbi Mishal. Rabbi Levine. He went to daven. An Arab went over to him. An Arab who they never saw before. With a bag. And gave him a bag of money and walked away. They never saw the Arab before. They never. This Reb Chaim told me, Pelpe. He said, and he counted the money was exactly what they needed to marry off this person. And Reb Chaim looked at me and he said, We have a Kabbalah in Unzer Mishpacha to Segiven Eliyahu Hanavi. That's what Chaim said. There's not a story in the Gemara. Rabbi Aryeh Levine in this generation. So this is the family. So Rabbi Fall Levine told the people who were trying to point the Malzer off. He said, so my father told Mrs. Rebetzin Zolti, I'll raise the money for you. She said, I refuse to accept. I said, what do you mean? She said, what do I do with this money? This is the money I use for my son, Bezalel, to learn and to play the Melamed. This is my greatest pleasure to sit late at night and sew socks. You're not taking that away from me. So Rafael Levine said, I'm a younger man that his mother, Almona, sewed socks. So he should be able to learn? I'm not being the Rav instead of him. He's being the Rav. That's what happened. He became Rav of Yerushalayim. So Rafael Levine said, what's the mice I want to tell? That's not the mice I want to tell you. The mice I want to tell you about Rafael Levine is the following mice. Rafael Levine, in Eretz Yisrael at the time, this is way back, the beginning of the state, they passed a law, they were going to pass a law to permit abortions. There was a big tumult, abortion, yeah, abortion, not abortion. So, Rabbi Rafael Levine took it upon himself that he's going to fight this rule, this law, and he's going to do whatever he could do. Anyway, he did some research. He found out the right person for him to go to is the Attorney General. You would call here the Attorney General, the Sar HaMishpat. The Sar HaMishpat was a guy, Eli Tamir, was a secular Jew, hated nothing to do with Frum HaYidin. Totally like the original Zionist. Totally. Anyway, but he said he wants to go with two other Rabbanim. He went with Tzvi Pesach Frank and another Rav. And he told them they have a meeting in 2 days with this Sar HaMishpat. So Tzvi Pesach Frank said, so what do you want from us to do? He says, I want for the next 2 days you should daven. I know you guys learn a lot. The next 2 days, I want you to daven because I have a Kabbalah from my father. I have a Kabbalah from my father that tefillah is the only thing that could break a gzera. I want you guys to daven. Okay? So Tzvi Pesach Frank closed his gemara. He's davening. Anyway, the day comes 2 days later. They go to Eli Tamir. They walk inside. They sit down. Eli Tamir is a secular Jew. He didn't even put a yarmulke on for these Rabbanim. Secular. He knows what they want to talk to him about before they start talking. And Rabbi Rafael Levine turns to him and he starts the conversation like this. He says, Eli, you probably know who my father was. My father was Rabbi Levine, a tzaddik miYerushalayim. So even Eli Tamir knew about Rabbi Levine. He said, yeah, sure, Rabbi Levine. So, anyway, he said, so I want to tell you a story about my father. I said, okay. He says, my father was called many years ago, maybe 40 years ago, he was called to Ramat Gan. This is way before the state, way before. He's called to Ramat Gan. There was a couple there, a young couple, very poor. The wife was pregnant. They couldn't afford to live. They decided they're going to do an abortion. So somebody told Rabbi Levine. Rabbi Levine didn't know who the couple was. They weren't religious. He packed his bags, Rabbi Levine, and he went to Ramat Gan. He found the couple. And he went into the house. He wanted to talk to the couple. So Rafael Levine tells Eli Tamir, this is the story. My father sat down by the table. And as soon as the lady walked out, visibly pregnant, she came into the room. My father just started crying. For the neshama, just started crying. He's crying and crying. For an hour, he couldn't even talk. And they were just looking at Rabbi Levine crying. Finally, the lady starts crying. The pregnant lady starts crying. She sees Rabbi Levine crying. She cries too. There's many mices. Rabbi Levine went into stores that were open Shabbos. He was just crying. They closed the store down. He cried the tzar for the other eat. He didn't throw stones. He didn't yell. He just cried. Anyway, he's finally able to talk. He starts telling the lady, you know, I'm here. I want to try to save the soul, this Jewish soul. She says, Rabbi, you have nothing to tell me anymore. Your tears penetrated me. I'm having this baby. I don't know how we're going to do it. I'm going to have the baby. I'm committing to you. I'll give you a shvuah. The kachav, Baruch Hashem, they had a healthy Jewish kid. That's the end of the story. So Eli Tamir looks at me and goes, okay, nice story. What do you want? He says, do you know who the kid is today? He said, no. You! You are the kid, Eli Tamir. He's the kid. His parents, his father, Yaakov Tamir, and his mother, they were going to abort him. Could you imagine? He said, he turned pale. And the first thing he did was, his mother was still alive. He checked it. It's true. He was good. That was done. He made sure the war didn't happen. They're going back to Yerushalayim. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank says, Rafal, I have tainus on you. You tell me and this other Rav we should sit in daven for 2 days. You need to have a silver bullet. You need my tefillah like a fucking baby. You had a bullet. You had a nuclear bomb. You knew you were going to win. What do you mean? He looked at them. He says, I have a kabbalah for my father. That without tefillah, you can't break a gzerah. It wasn't my bullet. It was your tefillahs. I have to shoot my bullet. That's my job. It was your tefillahs. So with this, we'll be able to understand next week, obviously, this pasuk in Mishlei. Okay.